My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Today is Wednesday, January 6th. What to know today about the two extremely tight races in Georgia that impact the entire country as votes are counted into the early morning hours. Also, the final step in the presidential election, what's expected to happen today in Congress, and how Trump supporters are already protesting outside the Capitol. Plus, why Amazon bought some passenger planes. The Grammys have been postponed. And a college football player with reason to celebrate even before the national championship. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time in decades, it looks like Georgia voters are sending at least one Democrat to the U.S. Senate, and it means Dems are one major step closer to gaining control of Congress. Several news outlets like the AP, CNN, and Fox News have all made the call early this morning, projecting Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock has won one of the state's runoff elections. The other race right now is still too close to call. But as we are publishing this morning, it's practically a tie. But Democrat John Ossoff has a narrow lead. If that holds, it will mean both Democrats will have taken down two Republican incumbent senators. That would be historic for a few reasons. For starters, Warnock will become the first Black senator from Georgia. Also, if they both win, the U.S. Senate overall will be split evenly between Democrats and Republicans with 50 lawmakers from each party. That's only happened 3 times in American history. This time, it would technically mean Democrats will have the majority, since Vice President-elect Kamala Harris would act as the tiebreaker. But it would also give individual senators a lot more power instead of just one majority leader. At least in the past, this type of split means leaders from both parties have worked together more to decide what bills to bring to a vote. So bottom line, this might force senators to compromise a lot more than they have in recent years. But so far, lawmakers have not said much about how they plan to handle the 50-50 split this time around. And of course, if Republicans end up winning the second race, that will give them the majority in the Senate. So far, neither Republican candidate in Georgia has conceded. Both insist they still have paths to victory. Whatever the outcome, the results will need to be finalized. There are still some mail-in ballots and in-person early votes left to be counted statewide. And if, after all that, the races are super close again, the losing candidate could request a recount. Expect developments throughout the day today, and we'll be back with the latest again tomorrow morning. It's the final step in certifying the next president of the United States. This afternoon, Congress will come together to count the Electoral College votes. Usually, the meeting is mostly procedural, and this process has been in place since 1887. Since then, there has only been an objection one time in history. Democrats objected in 2005 before President George W. Bush went on to take office anyway. Well, it's expected to happen for only the second time today. Dozens of Republicans in the House and Senate plan to challenge the results in a handful of swing states. Some say they at least want a federal audit of the election results before finalizing them. So what actually happens next? Well, once there's an objection, lawmakers can debate for up to 2 hours, then vote on whether to continue or not. But since Democrats control the House and many Republicans in the Senate have already accepted Biden's victory, the objections are not expected to go beyond that point. So Biden is expected to be confirmed the winner again by tomorrow. Don't expect President Trump to back down anytime soon, though. He does still have some legal challenges pending, and Trump is still claiming the election was rigged and stolen from him, despite state election officials, the Justice Department, and more having said there's no evidence of widespread fraud. By the way, while Congress is meeting inside the Capitol, rallies to support Trump are happening outside. President Trump himself will speak to the crowds this morning. Some protesters have already started showing up, and the crowds are expected to be pretty huge. One rally has a permit for up to 30,000 people. So far, many protesters have been peaceful, but several have already been arrested, some for weapons charges, others for assaulting a police officer. So Washington, D.C.'s mayor has asked residents to stay away from the downtown area. Also, every police officer will be on duty, and the National Guard has been mobilized. We have an update about a high-profile shooting of a black man by a white police officer last summer that led to nationwide protests. A top prosecutor in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has now decided not to file charges against the officer who shot and paralyzed Jacob Blake. The prosecutor said investigators reviewed 40 hours of video and hundreds of pages of police reports before making this decision. But in the end, he said a case against the officer would be hard to prove because the officer insists he was protecting himself and feared Blake was going to stab him. Blake has admitted to holding a knife when officers approached him, and police say he turned toward them right before he was shot 7 times in front of his children. But the Blake family attorney says the decision, quote, further destroys trust in our justice system, and he promised to file a civil lawsuit. A federal civil rights investigation into the shooting is still underway. Yet again, the U.S. broke the record for the number of people seriously sick with COVID-19. There are more than 131,000 COVID-19 patients in American hospitals right now, and healthcare systems in the West and South are especially overwhelmed. For example, Los Angeles County in California is running out of oxygen tanks, so ambulance crews are being told to use oxygen only for their worst-case patients. Then there's Arizona. The state actually has the highest per capita rate of new COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations. And in the Atlanta, Georgia area, nearly every major hospital is almost full. So state officials had to reopen a field hospital for the 3rd time since the pandemic began. This is why health experts say now is the absolute worst time for people to start letting their guards down. On that note, the FDA shot down suggestions that the U.S. should shake up how the coronavirus vaccines are handed out. Some experts have been pushing ideas like delaying the second doses or only giving half doses as a way to get more people vaccinated sooner. But none of those methods have actually been tested in clinical trials. So the FDA says until there's enough data supporting those kinds of changes, it's warning against them. All right, we have more news coming up. But first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Rothy's. I'm sure you've heard of this company by now, but if not, they make stylish shoes, bags, and masks that are also sustainable. Yes, Rothy's make shoes and accessories out of plastic water bottles, and they're completely machine washable. So whenever you need a refresh, just throw them in the wash. It's that easy. In fact, I have a pair of red Rothy's flats that I love, and I've been wearing a ton even since last winter, and they're still just as stylish, comfortable, and durable as they were back then. I've also since bought the Lace Up later in 2020. Their best-selling shoe, though, is the Point in Black, and it's no surprise it has more than 3,000 near-perfect reviews. Plus, Rothy's products come with free shipping and free returns on eligible items, so you can buy without worry. Check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. This year's Grammy Awards have been postponed. They were supposed to happen at the end of this month on January 31st, but they've now been pushed back to Sunday, March 14th. Organizers of the award show say the delay is because Los Angeles, where the live ceremony takes place, is seeing a tremendous spike in COVID-19 cases. So now that the Grammys are moved to March, there are some questions about what they'll look like. It still hasn't been announced exactly where they'll be held or how. But whatever happens, a lot of popular artists are set to be featured. Beyoncé is nominated for the most awards this year with 9 nods, and comedian Trevor Noah from The Daily Show is scheduled to host the event. President Trump is putting new restrictions on a handful of Chinese-owned apps. He signed an executive order that bans at least some transactions with 8 of them. But Reuters says the Commerce Department still needs to define exactly which transactions will be banned. The apps include Alipay, which is sort of like Venmo, as well as WeChat Pay, Cam Scanner, and more. In a statement, the White House says it's cracking down on these apps to protect national security. It says Chinese apps can access and capture information from users, and the fear is it could end up in the hands of the Chinese government. The Trump administration says China could even use the data to track federal employees and contractors. The ban on transactions is expected to go into effect in 45 days. So far, no reaction from China. By the way, this order is similar to the one signed last summer, blocking some transactions with Chinese-owned apps WeChat and TikTok. But those restrictions were blocked by courts, mainly because judges said they violated freedom of speech laws. It's not clear if the same thing will end up happening with this latest order as well. For the first time, Amazon bought a fleet of jets for deliveries. The company said it bought 11 passenger planes from Delta and WestJet Airlines, and it's all in an effort to ship its orders faster. The AP reports the 11 planes will be converted to deliver cargo rather than passengers, and they're expected to be ready to go by 2022. Besides investing in new jets, Amazon has taken other steps to ramp up its delivery capabilities. For example, the company built several package sorting hubs at airports. It opened warehouses closer to where shoppers live. And it launched a program that lets contractors deliver packages for the company. For the first time in nearly three decades, a wide receiver won the most prestigious award in college football. Alabama's Devontae Smith won this year's Heisman Trophy. He really made a name for himself this past season. Smith leads the NCAA's top division in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. And he dropped only two passes all season long. Smith was also named the Associated Press Player of the Year last week, and he's expected to be one of the top players selected in the 2021 NFL Draft. That said, his college career is not quite over yet. You'll likely see him play this upcoming Monday when Alabama takes on Ohio State for college football's national championship title. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by Noom. Noom says if you want to lose weight, it's not about one thing you ate today, but how you eat in general. Noom teaches you about eating, your cravings, and how to build new habits so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about food and the choices you make. Yes, Noom focuses on healthier habits, feeling good about your choices, and having an improved sense of self-worth and mood. And Noom says it wants to work with your lifestyle so you don't have to commit to a rigorous plan or feel bad about going off track for just a day. Based in psychology, Noom teaches you why you make the choices you do and gives you the tools you need to replace your habits with healthier ones. And since everyone is busy, that's why Noom does not demand much of your time. They only ask for 10 minutes a day. So sign up for your trial today at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. There's a science to getting healthier. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, back to Work Wednesday. And today we're talking about how minimum wage is going up in nearly half the U.S. 20 states, including Arizona, California, New York, and Massachusetts, officially raised their base pay on January 1st. In some states, the minimum wage is now as high as $14 an hour. In other states, it's $8.75 an hour, even with the rate increase. But in all 20, it's now higher than the federal minimum wage. That still stands at $7.25 an hour, a figure that has not changed in more than 11 years. In fact, this is the longest the national minimum wage has gone without an increase since it started back in 1938. Some say the low federal wage keeps people in poverty, and that's why CBS News reports the pay raises could help workers regain their financial footing and give a boost to essential workers like grocery clerks and home health aides who've helped keep the economy running throughout the pandemic. But not everyone likes the idea. Critics say increasing the minimum wage hurts small businesses who cannot afford to pay more, and that it could actually lead to fewer jobs available. Either way, the changes are now official in these 20 states, and later this year, another four states and Washington, D.C. will raise their minimum wages as well. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show to help more people stay informed in this new year. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.